I think really it's just effort and the buy-in of those guys. You know, it's helped because Kolar is such a good coach as far as getting effort out of them. So the D-line is just bought in every week. And then, you know, having those outside guys give the kind of effort that they do, it's been really good. And hopefully it continues. We, you know, it's definitely affected the two games that we've got them in, so we need to continue to do that.
It's unusual for you to see of your starters, the guys making the best plays, or the guys making the plays for your unit. Is that surprising for you?
Not really. I mean, you know, they, like I said, you know, that defensive effort, really, you're because of substitutions, a lot of those guys are going to be out there anyway. At least that's the way I've always done it. So, you know, like I said before, Coach Kubiak supported it, and those guys are giving great effort, and hopefully we can get another one.
When along the way did you realize McManus can't just kick field goals, but he can punt pretty well too? That was quite a punt he had.
Oh, yeah. I wish we would have made the play on that. That's something that we've been working on. And, you know, he was a punter kickoff guy and field goal guy in college. So he's a heck of an athlete. And, you know, we want to use him to the best of abilities all the way across the board.
The fact that he has been able to kick that distance, has that kind of opened that play up a little bit more?
You know, I don't know if that's the case. You know, we were just hoping that we wouldn't have to play a returner back there, which we didn't. So, you know, hopefully we can use it again, and hopefully we don't have to use it again. Hopefully we're close enough we can hit a field goal there.
What do you feel against a team that's playing so well on special teams? Their returner's doing well. Their kicker is perfect. Is that a point of emphasis to point that out to your team, or is it just business as usual?
No, I think our guys have definitely a heightened sense of urgency this week. You know, when you watch number 11 back there, I think he's 15-4, and he's already had a score. Great speed, and he's done it in his career. You know, before he got hurt, he was outstanding there too. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us. You know, they've got another one, Justin Gilbert, who's I believe he was like the 10th pick in the draft, returning kickoffs. And they just got a heck of a special teams group. They've been good. I know there's been a lot of coaching changes, but one that hasn't is Chris Tabor, that's been there the whole time. So it's going to be a real challenge for us, and hopefully our guys step up, and I think they will.
How do you feel Manuel and the punt returning unit's doing so far?
You know, we were real close last week of getting a real big one. We got to execute all 11 people at the same time, not 10, not 9, but 11. And I think when we do that, there'll be some results. But I'm pleased with his returner mechanics. Excuse me. And I'm also pleased with his decisions. I think he's done a good job as far as decisions. So, you know, we're pleased there. We just got to get some more production. I think it's coming. Those guys are working at it, and hopefully it'll come.